Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most delicious show on radio. Nancy and I will whet your appetite, and we guarantee by the end of the show, you will be hungry.
You will.
Because we always are.
Of course we are, because we're foodies.
Exactly.
This segment is the Eggers Christmas Vacation Part 1.
Oh, this is a goodie.
We're doing something a little bit different than reviewing a restaurant. We're reviewing our vacation.
And it is probably as close to a Griswold vacation as you could ever imagine.
We left that a little bit, but that's because your ears couldn't take it all.
Very, very close.
Was the 18th of December, and look at our car, all gassed up, shined up, and ready to go far. The luggage was packed with clothes for all weather, and believe you me, not light as a feather.
Oh, you're a poet.
I am, and
Isn't that nice?
And I know it.
Wow.
And so, armed with beef jerky and Twizzlers, began the Dining Duo's Christmas vacation to see the grandkids in Jupiter, Florida.
That's Jupiter, Florida, not Jupiter the planet.
Exactly.
Which
you'll see in part two, it's sort of like living with a bunch of aliens when we get to our kids' house.
Yeah, all of Florida, I think. Personally, nothing against Florida, but just my opinion, it is very close to a different world.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Day one, first stop was in Normal, Illinois for breakfast at one of our favorite breakfast places, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Was Normal really normal, though?
Compared to the rest of the vacation, yeah, it was pretty normal. While waiting to be seated, Nancy spotted on its own shelf, in all of its glory, the most infamous Christmas gift of all, namely the fruitcake.
And it was just $5.99.
Oh.
The lights were shining down on this fruitcake like the lights shined on the Christmas tree and Chevy Chase's Christmas
Vacation.
I know,
a choir started singing.
They did. They said, buy me. I'm sitting there, you're darn right I'm going to buy you. My son loves fruitcake.
And both of you guys actually eat it and fight over it.
We do.
You just don't use it for a doorstop or something?
Of course not. I paid good money for this little piece of fruitcake.
Well, the end result was we spent approximately $22 on breakfast, an additional $24 on last-minute Christmas stocking stuffers for the kids that will not survive Christmas Day.
You gotta buy them junk.
Well, that's the whole thing with Cracker Barrel. You know, their meals are like $6-$7, you know. But then they get all this stuff, this cute little tchotchke stuff.
In the general store.
Yeah, that you can't find anywhere else or just impulse buys. And, you know, we buy all of our animated Santa Clauses there and little doggies. And stuff.
Every year for Christmas, I always get something.
Yeah, we got this, was it a little elf or a dog that says, that sings, I Feel Good by James Brown?
Oh, it's my dog.
Yeah, nothing.
For Christmas.
Nothing says Christmas like James Brown singing I Feel Good. Okay.
Don't you feel good during Christmas time?
No.
Why not? Oh, yeah, I forgot you're the Grinch.
I am.
You are. Last stop of the day, we rock and rolled into Memphis, Tennessee to stay at the guest house of Graceland Hotel.
Thank you very much.
You do that pretty good.
I snarl in my lip. Thank you very much.
Which is right across the street from the palatial Graceland Mansion.
Yeah, that's where I live. That's my home. That's where I live. Thank you very much.
Okay, stop it. Okay. You look stupid doing it.
I'm snarling.
But nobody can see you, only me.
I'm snarling my lip. Does it get to you?
No, it doesn't.
Turns you on, baby?
No, it doesn't. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so walking into the lobby, our ears are assaulted by the constant strains of Elvis singing Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We checked in.
You know I'm going to do that for the rest of the day, don't you?
And would you just quit interrupting me, my love?
Thank you very much.
Everybody knows what my love means.
Thank you very much.
We checked in and were told the evening's festivities included a free showing of Jailhouse Rock in their movie theater. They had a beautiful movie theater in there. Mm-hmm. And complimentary peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Shouldn't it be peanut butter and bananas?
I couldn't figure that out because, like you said, peanut butter and jelly? No, it's peanut butter and banana.
Bananas would probably get black. And they had the jelly and the peanut butter all set up with bread, so that's easier for them.
And didn't he even fry the peanut butter and jelly?
That I don't know.
I think they did.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. He fried everything.
Oh, okay. That's why he got to be plump at the end.
Plump?
Shut up.
In a white jumpsuit? Seriously?
Well, that wasn't his better look, okay? He was better when he was younger, but we all looked better when we were younger. You had hair on your head.
Ow.
So continue on, my love.
For dinner, we skipped Beale Street and went to the hotel restaurant EP's Bar and Grill for a Memphis burger.
Which was served in a basket shaped like a guitar.
Of course. You know, I'm looking at this crazy basket. I'm thinking, what the heck is... Oh, it's a guitar.
Yeah, it was wire and it was cool. I know. And we were still thinking, what does EP stand for? We didn't know what EP... Why they would call it EP's Bar and Grill.
I know. I'm thinking LP, EP...
I was thinking of records.
Yeah, and well, that's... We're showing our age with LP.
Yep.
But it took us a while to figure out that EP stood for Elvis Presley.
Gosh, are we stupid.
I know. I mean, give us a break. We traveled 9 hours to get there. Come on.
I know. Really? Honestly. Yeah. It was a trying first day of driving.
It was.
Us in the car alone.
Well, that in itself is a major accomplishment.
Yeah, that we weren't, one of us wasn't dead by the time we got there.
And we had 2 weeks to go.
We did. So on to the gift shop, and Elvis is still singing Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue.
No.
Blue. No. Thank you very much.
Stop it. Jim could not pass up the iconic gold Elvis sunglasses.
I know. I can't wait to wear those in summertime.
You should be wearing them now while you're reading your script here.
I should have.
Yeah, but you can't see without your glasses, so it wouldn't work.
Then I would have been really channeling Elvis. I would have talked like this all the time. Do I sound like Elvis?
No.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that only sounds like Elvis. Okay. He put them on and immediately started singing, oh, no.
Oh, have a blue
Christmas while curling up his upper lip. I begged him to stop singing because he sounds that bad.
Oh, I sound just like Elvis.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You got a snarl on your lip there, baby. Thank you.
Day two. We survived one. Now it's on to two. We took an early tour of Graceland and were underwhelmed. Elvis is still singing Blue Christmas everywhere.
Blue. You know, everybody that I know that they want to go to Graceland. It's all in their bucket list. You have to go see Graceland,
you
right?
You have to.
It's nothing.
I know.
In our opinion.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, I mean, it's a nice house, but it's nothing like you'd expect, thank you very much, to live in.
Exactly.
There was
thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, there was a couple of little eccentricities. They wouldn't let us up in the bedroom. That was like tigers.
I know.
They wouldn't let us do that. No,
I wanted to see his bedroom.
But he had some
I would have thrown my body on his bed.
Okay.
And rolled all over it and said, oh God, I'm in bed with Elvis.
I would have had to hose you down. But
I loved Elvis Presley.
Well, he had some chairs that were like giraffe chairs or something.
I don't know. They were weird looking chairs.
Yeah. It was a little strange.
Different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, but remember how far back that was.
That was in the 70s because he had like the cloth and stuff on his ceiling in the pool room, in the man cave. There, it was very strange.
Yeah.
But you got to see it, you know?
You have to.
And they had
$40 a person later. You come out saying, I'm underwhelmed, and why did I spend the 40 bucks? But you got to see it.
And we didn't even take the Super Whiz Bang Tour either.
I know, because I didn't get to go on the Lisa Marie.
That was parked out there, the big jet, the Lisa mm-hmm. Marie, that was parked there, yeah. We mm-hmm. couldn't go on that.
Mm-mm.
But I didn't see his Cadillac, his pink Cadillac.
We didn't go in. We didn't get the Super Duper Tour, because yeah. we wanted to get the heck out of there so we can continue on to our... To continue on our adventures.
Well, thank you very much.
I just want to see his house. That's all I cared about.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, now on to Nancy's namesake city, the Big Easy.
Thank you very much.
We stopped at an Olive Garden, a genuine Italian restaurant, mm-hmm. for a big late lunch dinner. We arrived at Harrah's Hotel and Casino for a two-night stay where Nancy had her favorite exercise routine. You were really working hard at it.
I was.
You were pulling that slot machine handle for all you were worth.
Well, boy, because that's the one I liked in Aruba when we go. It's got a lit-up handle, and you can pull that instead of always pushing a button.
Because everyone knows that works better than just pushing a button.
Exactly. You got to push the button, and then you got to pull the handle once mm-hmm. in a while. It just breaks up the monotony, and maybe you'll win more.
And you get good exercise, too.
You do.
Your right arm is like a wrestler now.
My left arm's limp.
But she did finally find a slot machine that let her win.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was an ATM machine.
Yeah. Mm. I really didn't win because, if you think about it, unfortunately for you, I was taking out money.
I know. Well, day three, we signed up for the Super City Tour of New Orleans with attractions that included Sandra Bullock's home. I didn't know she had a home there.
I didn't either, but she has she adopted a child. Yeah. And that child, remember they said, is from New Orleans and
right.
she wanted to have a house there so he would feel like he was, you know, back in his own mm-hmm. area.
We saw John Goodman. He has a home out there.
Yes, he does.
John Goodman. And we, you know, they showed us where, like, Hurricane Katrina came through and all these levees that broke. And it was really, it's still not like it should be.
No.
You know, a lot of people didn't bother rebuilding. But,
a lot of empty lots,
right. There was, but we did take a few cemeteries in. And
one cemetery.
Was only one?
Yeah, we got out of the bus one time.
Yeah. And we did see, it's called the Chef's Corner. Chef Paul Prudhomme is buried there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they bury him above ground, so it's like a big mausoleum out there.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So that kind of fit in for us because,
right.
you know, we're the foodies.
That's right. We did also stop at Morning Call Cafe for the best beignets we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know what a beignet is, it's airy pillows of fried dough that's buried in powdered sugar.
And when you bite into it, do not breathe in.
Don't inhale.
Because you will choke on all that powdered sugar and you'll kill a lung. Let me just say that. You'll just kill one of your lungs.
But they're served hot and they're absolutely, you know, addicting.
They are. Mm. They're, yeah.
We prefer these over the more famous Café du Monde beignets.
Yeah.
We do. You know what? I'm going to tell people, though, for if they just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in HRU.
And we put you
last.
No. We got to change that around.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we came back from our tour just in time for our reservation at the Court of Two Sisters restaurant. Since Jim has never been there before and I have, I wanted him to experience true Cajun cuisine. He feasted on the state critter of Louisiana, namely the crawfish, a.k.a. mud bugs.
They are so good too. They you know, prepare them all different ways, and no matter what they do to them, they're really, really good. The only thing, the traditional way of eating them out there is they take the whole mud bug and they kind of break them in half.
They break the head off.
Yeah, and then they kind of suck the head, the juice out of it.
And then they eat the tail.
Yeah, I just eat the tails.
My son said, you have to go to this one place where they just throw a bucket full of them on the table with paper, and then you just rip off their head, suck the head, eat the tail, you're done. And I looked at him and said, oh, is that disgusting? I can't even buy a shrimp that I have to clean if they have the heads on it.
No, he's really getting into it, too. And unfortunately for us, they were not exactly in season when we were down there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like I said, you could go to these places that, you know, they just have you buckets and buckets, throw them on your table, and you go to town.
But I have a funny feeling you had frozen ones.
Probably did, but they were still really good. I love them. They're very, very good.
So I had two incredible dishes. He had one, but I had two this evening. I had the lump crab cake for an appetizer. And that was chock full of actual lump crab meat. The binding, just to keep it together, you couldn't even tell. It was just crab meat on top of crab meat. And they just panko breadcrumbed the outside and fried it. It was so crunchy. It was so crabby that it was my best. It was so crabby. It was the best crab cake I've ever had.
It was really good. You gave me a taste of it. And, you know, most of the time you have, it's a lot of breadcrumbs, a lot of stuff. But this was like all crab meat. It was really good.
And I had for my entree the crab meat au gratin. Oh, my God. I would go back there every year that way to go see my son and just go there for dinner. It was so good. My mouth. I'm sorry, I'm starting to water.
Clean up, Studio A.
These were served to us by a waitress who was a transplant from Door County. She made us the best bananas Foster ever.
You know, she said, I'm going to make you the best bananas Foster you've ever had. You're trolling for a tip. But we got to talking because her and us didn't really talk like the rest of the people down there.
No
Cajun accent or anything. And she really did make good bananas Foster, and we found out the trick, too. You put a little bit of banana liqueur in there, and that's what did it. It was delicious.
It was the best.
Really
and,
awesome.
Of course, I'm stuffed from dinner, so I left a lot of mine. Well, I felt bad because it was so good, but I couldn't eat anymore. So next time we ever go there, I'm not getting an appetizer.
As usual, I had to step up and finish it. What else could I do?
Yeah, you're a glutton for punishment.
I had to step up. I know.
Well, after dinner at the Court of Two Sisters, I took Jim to Preservation Hall to hear some of the best jazz music New Orleans has. Or should I say Nolens?
Nolens. It really has. I mean, it's... Well, okay, I'll let you finish, then I'll interject some
Why,
stuff.
Thank you, my love.
No
I didn't
problem.
Know whose show this was. It was ours or just yours?
Thank you very much.
Even though you are crammed in this very, very, very small room with benches designed for 30-year-olds to sit on, and they have cushions in front of these benches for people to sit on the floor. Now, you're paying money to see the show, and you got to sit on the floor, and you don't know where you're going to be sitting when you're buying your tickets.
Right.
You might be standing because there was standing room, too, only.
That's right.
I mean, they cram so many people in there, and we were aching because we couldn't keep sitting in one spot, and you couldn't move because you'd be kicking the kid's head in front of you. But it was still worth the agony.
These musicians are they don't dress anything special.
No.
You pass them by on the street, and you don't think anything of them. But my goodness, when they got to playing their instruments, like, oh, my God, it was unbelievable what these guys could do.
In fact, that one small man and the one heavier set man, he played the tuba. The trombone.
Yeah, close to a tuba.
Shut up. The trombone.
Yeah.
Because he went with the thing that came out and almost hit somebody in the eye because that's how close you are on the floor.
And that older gentleman on the sax.
Was he on the sax?
Yeah, he had a little. There was two sax players. And then one guy sang, yep, his older gentleman.
Those two were there when I went maybe 6 or 7 years ago with my girlfriend.
Really?
And this man does look older now, but they were excellent. And then they have somebody just drop in who wants to play, mm-hmm. and they know him, and they let him join in too. Remember, the guy sitting on the side came in later.
It's very relaxed. They don't know what they're going to play. You ask, hey, you want them to play something, just let them know, and they just go for it. It's amazing.
And I say, if you ever go to New Orleans, do not miss Preservation Hall. You are going to be the oldest person there, probably.
But it's worth it.
Well, no.
We kind of
there's were. 20s and 30-year-olds, and there's 30 and 40-year-olds that might go there from here. You never know.
But
it was worth every penny.
Day 4, on to the Beau Rivage Hotel and Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi. Another casino hotel. Do you see a pattern here?
Yeah.
You went to Florida by way of casino.
You betcha. I got to keep myself occupied, my love. I stay bored in the car. You won't let me drive my own car. So you're driving my Mini, and I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs.
Well, believe it or not, Nancy was shushed in the casino.
Can you believe that, people? I was shushed.
That's pretty bad, but you're shushed at a casino.
The casino's loud.
I know.
The things are bing, 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 and people go, ah! And all I'm doing is going, can I say Hell's Bells?
That was the name of the slot machine, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going Hell's Bells because I was going down into hell with my roller coaster that the slot machine takes you on.
It's a slot machine game, yeah.
It's so much fun. They'd bring all the old slot machines from Vegas over to this hotel.
Yeah, we noticed that a lot of the older ones, if they don't know where to put them, they put them in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Well, and we should say, because Beau Rivage is the sister hotel of Bellagio in Vegas.
Right.
It looks exactly like Bellagio on the outside. Mm-hmm. When we were driving up, I knew exactly where we were going. I says, there's our hotel. It looks just like the Bellagio. It just doesn't have the dancing waters outside.
But back to our shushing.
Yes, I was shushed. And that woman really ticked me off. So, you know, she was going to get double the shushing she gave me. I was going to be louder, twice as loud.
Like, calm down.
She got me mad.
Nancy was having fun at the slot machine rather loudly. But it's a casino. And when a couple nearby got up to leave and proclaimed for our benefit, let's go someplace quiet.
Yeah.
That was a dining duel personal best.
It was.
We've been shushed in some of the best places, and this is no exception.
And to be honest with you, she came back to that area. And again, I started getting louder and louder because she didn't want to give up her machine. Mm-hmm. And I figured, if you're going to shush me, lady, you're going to hear me even louder now. It's your fault. So our casino luck continued when we went to the buffet that night and realized with every paid adult meal, kids get a picture free with Santa. Now, a free picture with Santa. What are these kids doing in a casino? They're not allowed in the casino, but they have the buffet right before you get to the casino, so they're letting these kids in. Oh, my God. It was not a pretty sight as the little darlings all dressed up in their holiday finest descended on the dessert bar. I had my eyes on some of the cookies, and then when I saw these little kids running up and grabbing all this stuff and... Yeah, and touching things and not taking them and saying, no, I don't want it. I'm like, I'm not going to touch a thing on this dessert bar. Ugh. But we had high hopes for the buffet since it was the sister hotel of the Bellagio. I always go to the Bellagio for their buffet because I love it in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Such was not the case with this hotel's buffet. Remember the buffet Cousin Eddie took Clark Griswold to in the movie Vegas Vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Need we say any more?
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about
that's
that.
That's all I'm going to say.
And, you know, I think now we're going to stop and continue our adventure on our next show.
Part two.
And we will go from day 5 and we're at a beach where no one was at. And then it really gets good.
Let's not tell them, dear.
Just a little teaser. Day 6 to 10, we arrive in our favorite state. Florida.
With all the Waffle Houses.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Ah.
Well, that's our show for today. and continue to part two next time. See you soon.
West Coast Kid.